For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Well, it's back to school time, and it's time to quote the Kentucky Department for Public Health Commissioner, Dr. Hiram Polk. We are starting to see a rise in cases of measles, mumps, chickenpox, and other diseases that had been previously eliminated within our communities. So it's a good time to revisit a conversation I had with Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center and faculty physician in the Division of Infectious Disease at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, talking to us about vaccines saving lives and preventing disease.
Well, it's the advice that never sells in the 21st century, which is that you should trust your experts. I mean, the experts have served us well. So, for example, if when people come to me and they say, you know, I've read about the chickenpox vaccine and I've done my research and I've decided not to get it. What they mean by research is that they've read people's opinions about the vaccine on the internet. I mean, that's not research. If you want to do research, you should read the 702 papers that have been published on the chickenpox vaccine. In order to do that, you would have to have some expertise in statistics and epidemiology and microbiology and vaccinology and molecular biology, which most people don't have, and frankly, most doctors don't have. So what do doctors do? They trust at least these advisory bodies, like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the American Academy of Pediatrics, that at least collectively have that expertise, have read those studies, and have made a thoughtful decision about how best to use those vaccines.
Well, one of the things, you know, I always tell my resident physicians, 99% of competence is knowing what you don't know and acting accordingly. And you've certainly rung a bell here with me in that if any of my colleagues, students, fellow forensic pathologists ask me particular questions about vaccines, I would probably refer them to someone such as you because I know what I don't know. But in your pediatrics practice, you know, when you have that nervous parent coming in just flummoxed by everything he or she is reading on the internet, and I share with you sort of one of the worst things we hear from patients and families is, well, I was scouring the net last night, and you know, you can just almost feel it coming, the baloney that they've encountered. What do you tell that nervous mom or dad?
Yeah, I mean, so you try and find out what it is that's upsetting to them, and hopefully there's information, and usually there's information to answer that. But it's not, I don't think that's good enough. I think the so-called deficit model, which is to say if you give people the information they're lacking, that will cause them to have their web of belief that completely dissolves, that's not true. So you have to, I think you have to, you know, be passionate in these discussions to let parents know that you love their child too, that you want what's best for their child, that it's hard to watch, in this case, the child walk out of your office unvaccinated, knowing you're sending them into a world that's progressively more dangerous, with more measles, more mumps, more whooping cough, more pneumococcus. It's just, you just can't do it. And I think people, when they see you as them, you know, as also a parent and not just a distant physician, that I think then they're more likely to connect.
I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center and pediatrician in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, about vaccines. You had mentioned this current mistrust of experts that seems to permeate everything. I think the other side of that coin is we tend to think of ourselves, or maybe our nuclear family, to the deficit of maybe perhaps a few generations ago thinking of our community as well. And I was on a panel last year of college students at our local college-run radio station. And one of the healthy 19, 20-year-olds asked me, well, you know, if I get the flu, maybe I'll have a fever for a day and be fine. Why should I get the vaccine? My knee-jerk response, and I'd love to know what you think of this, is as we say down south, honey, it's not just about you. You know, what if you sneeze on that lady who's undergoing chemotherapy or that little baby who hasn't quite gotten his or her immunity yet? It's not just about us. It's about our community as well.
Yeah, well, interestingly, California became only the third state to have only medical exemptions. So when they eliminated their philosophical exemption this past year, so-called Senate Bill 277, the thing that turned the tide, the event that turned the tide, was there was a little boy, a five-year-old, who had leukemia, who was in the induction phase of his therapy, who couldn't be vaccinated. And he would stand up at these meetings. He would, you know, they'd put a stool up so he could reach up to the microphone, and he would say, "What about me? Don't I count? I mean, I depend on those around me to protect me by being vaccinated." And that really swung the tide. So I guess one can make a societal argument. That's what that little boy made.
Well, and is there anything else Paul, that you would like to get across to our listeners? Is there any overarching message that you would want to get out there?
You know, I think our job as parents is to put children in the safest position possible. That's what vaccines do. I think that when parents say, choose not to get vaccines, that they're not taking a risk-free choice. They're taking, Frank, making a choice that puts them at a different and arguably greater risk. So I just think, that we're all on the same side. You know, the doctors and scientists who work on these vaccines are also parents and also give these vaccines to their children for the same reasons that parents should give the vaccines to their children.
You mentioned that young man with leukemia who gave that speech to lawmakers. I think the power of stories is something that can't be denied, and perhaps that's something you use in your practice as well.
That's what's the most, we're human and we're compelled by a story.
My thanks today to Dr. Paul Offit, Director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, for talking with me about the necessity of vaccines. And as always, for more information, talk with your personal physician and visit our website at wuky.org. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.